High school teams from around the state compete each year for college tuition waivers and a trip to the national competition. The event features a game show-style quiz that focuses on ocean sciences, along with the presentation of a research paper that's written beforehand by the team. Junior Kyle Hagerman was team captain of the Sea Masons.
We got up there, and at first we were a little disappointed just because we placed 9th out of 18 teams on the research paper. But then we came back with 2nd on the presentation, and then we got 3rd on the quiz bowl. So we managed to get some higher scores towards the end, which placed us 4th overall.
Traditionally, Petersburg teams have finished among the top teams for their research papers. The Sea Masons wrote theirs this year on freshwater circulation in the oceans, and Hagerman says he expected a better finish for their research.
Well, that was the funny part, was this was the best paper that we feel we'd ever produced and that I've ever seen our team produce and write. So I think it was just the way that it was judged this year. We got our paper handed to actual physical oceanographers, and they judged it more harshly because of what they know.
Younger brother Tucker is a sophomore. He's also on the team.
I really like the quiz bowl. That was fun. But also, I really like the presentation as well.
That wasn't daunting for you to get up in front of people?
It was a little bit, but I mean, once I got started, I could really feel the energy of just the room and memorized all my pieces and let it all go.
He thinks the team had a good draw for presenting its work because the Sea Masons got to go last in that event.
You know, we saw some other really good presentations, and so it was a little bit worrying at some points because it was like, is our presentation good enough? Do we need to add things to it? Do we need to change different images or whatnot? However, we did get to go last, so if we saw something that we thought we needed to change, we did have time to make those adjustments. And we did see some really good quality work from other teams.
First and second place teams were from Juneau Douglas, while third place this year went to a team from Kodiak. High school teacher Joni Johnson was one of two coaches for Petersburg's team.
It was a good year. I mean, it was really interesting up there this time with the quiz bowl. We probably had the most well-balanced team. Again, I mean, just like I had said earlier with the presentation where everyone was doing a fine job. And yeah, I actually had several coaches come up and compliment the students on how well they did on the presentation and the depth of their knowledge and what they did. So it was great.
Johnson says Petersburg narrowly missed competing for the top spot in the quiz bowl competition.
Well, one particular game, it came down to the last 40 seconds. We were ahead by 11. And the opposing team had, one, a very smart kid, but also the luck of getting an interrupt and then being able to, and they missed the bonus question, so we were ahead by 7. And then, with 20 seconds left, he managed another interrupt, and they got their bonus question right, so we missed by 3. And that was probably, in all likelihood, the round that kept us out of the championship round. But it was pretty exciting.
Diane Murph was chosen MVP of the Sea Masons and also won one of five $5,000 scholarships from Ice School Seafoods. Another student from Petersburg, Summer Morton, competed on a combined team along with some students from Dillingham and Cordova, and she was selected MVP of that squad. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.